in Perek Dalet Halachi Rav, and yeah, but like I said, the list. Nah, I'm not going over because I just don't understand. Okay, Masa Hashem L'Shomer Acher. Shomer Rishon Chayev L'Shomer Nizik. So the first Shomer has to pay to Nizik. Shere Shomer. Shomer, Shemosel, Shomer, it's Chayev. That's Machlokes. Shomer, Shemosel, Shomer is Chayev. Or Shomer, Shemosel, Shomer is Pata. Okay.
And then the second Shomer is Chayev?
And the second one's Chayev. Vareha Nizik Omolo. Lomolo Shemarta Ato Vahatzmacha. So this Nizik has a whole complaint to him. Why didn't you watch it yourself? And you gave it over to somebody else. Shalem li ato. You pay me. Ulecha se din im hashomer shemosato lo ato. That's your business. So it seems from the Rambam that the shomer is the only one that's high. He doesn't say anything about going to the Bilam. He just says the Shomer Rishon. And Shomer Sheni's part. Okay, right? Okay, let's take the right.
Why can't the Nizik say that to the, in a regular case? Why can't the Nizik say that in a regular case to the Baal?
That's the Rav's question. Okay, so he says, I'm Avram. Calls in the Mechuvah. Eloha Nizik Gova Minasheni Ho Meiza Shiirza Vaad Shomer Lashomer Ad Shomer Lashomer. What's next one?
Omar?
Yom
al Bailam. Yom al Bailam? Lama lo shamarta ato. Asyoha. The Chaye Roshi. Koma shakosov. Beze shalola tzarech. He means that whole soliloquy there. Veleka lameim ahacha. Ein pigdoni. Aim it's only she ain't pigdoni biaracha. Sharia Bailam ain't a machidim klum. So this is the only time you could say that is visibly the Bailam. That the Bailam could say, what did you give it over to somebody else? I don't want my thing in his shoes. But over here, what's the Nizik? Nizik can't say that. So since the Nizik can't say that, he never has a taina. It's none of his business why the shomer gave it over to another shomer. What does he care? Okay. So let's take Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains the machlokas of shomer shemosel shomer in the second. Perek Dalet Halacha Yod. Okay. Somebody with a better voice than me want to take it?
Okay. For Hamar Yemishna?
Where are you starting from? Yeah, okay. Alright, so you're skipping down what we did. Right?
Right.
And you're going down to the list of ones. The Amarga Mishnah, Hevi Sugya Sigamara. Go ahead.
The Amarga Mishnah, Hevi Sugya Sigamara, Babakama, Dafnun Vavan Beis. Avhaditanan, Masra Laroa, Nichna Saroa Tachtav. Mepharishan Begamara.
That's our Mishnah of Connors. Right?
Right.
So who was Mosra to the Roa?
The Mufarish on the Gemara, the Master Shomer Leroa. Who parach the Gemara, Leima Tavit the Yif to the Rava, the Omar Shomer Shemasar the Shomer Chayev, Because you see, our Mishnah holds that the second Shomer, the Roah, is Chayav. Mishani, Amalach Rava, my Masu the Roah, the Barzilai. The Orche the Roah, the Minsa the Barzilai. Is that with the Rambam?
Okay. Yeah. So, in other words, it's a whole, he gave it over to the whole household, so to speak. Right?
Was it his house or something?
Yeah, his whole household. So, in other words, it's like they're like one unit. Trust them all. Okay, in other words, he gave the animal over to the Bilam, and the Bilam has kids, and they're trustworthy, and he knows them, and he's giving it over to everybody. Okay, so that's the role. Go ahead.
I am the parish Rashi Sham, the Maori, the Indian, the Shalom, the Habayel. We have Rambam, the Farish, the Maori, the Indian, the Shalom, the Haniza.
Yes, so Rashi says the one.
It's the Gemara's question is if, say, the animal is stolen, is who's chayef to pay the bayel? So Rava holds in general the first shomer, but in this case it would be the second shomer.
Right.
But the Rambam learns it's a case where the animal damaged somebody, and the question is, I mean that's the problem. But the question is, who's chayav to pay to the Niza?
Right.
It sounds like the Gemara's taking this machlokes of shomer shnos shomer and learning it needs to be nezek.
Right.
Okay.
So in other words, he's saying that the Gemara is saying that according to the Rambam, lameth the avatif to the Rafa, the Rafa, Dama Shamar Shamasla Shamar Skaya. So he's speaking vis-a-vis the Nizik. The Mishani, Amalach Rava, my Masal Rava, the Barzila. So if he was really Moses to another Shama, so he'd be chayef according to the Rama.
To the Niza.
He has no right to give it up. But if he's what? If he's Shama from Moshe Shama's potter, so then he wouldn't be. Then the second Shama would be chayef.
Right.
Okay.
But somehow that's a kash on Rama.
But somehow that's a cash on the rubber. Why? Because what's the guy to do?
It was
rubber.
I was telling you a totally different case.
Okay,
go ahead.
Rubber's talking about the Bible in general. Or some sort of hot mammoth and stuff. So that's why the Bible has a right to Machayev, the Shomer Rishon.
Right.
But if you hold it, what's that got to do with his Eschivus to the Niza? Okay, the right discussion.
Okay.
El
Dikashi, because it's arrived. Eich Shayev, Hach Vina, the Shomer Shmas Lashomer, Gabe Niza. So the reason Rava holds that the first Shomer is chayiv in general, the Shomer Shmas Shomer, is because the Baal can say to him, I don't want somebody else watching my object, and therefore you have to pay me, the Baal. But what does that have to do with the case where the animal damages the Nisak? That whole time is totally implicable. Right? It doesn't seem like a shaykh, but my chok is to be Rava. Will be Yosef Kasha, the Hasam, Haparach Rava. The Rava can refresh the Bava Messiah, the Aflam Bava Beis, time of the Shomer 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 Shomer, Chayiv, Shim the Am Mehemnesli Beshvua. Chayiv, Lo Mehemnesli Beshvua. The Gemara here is asking Kasha on Rava. But Rava explains in the Bava Messiah that his whole reason is because the Baal says to the Shomer, I trust in you to make a shrua to me, but I don't trust the second Shomer to make a shrua to me.
So you see, it's like Rashi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole issue is needs to be the Baal.
Needs to be the Baal.
The Gabe Niza, how like a shrua Baal? The Eid Shai, Tachla, the Rabba, the Gabe Niza. So the whole reason Rabba holds is the first Shomer is fired because this time of I trust you to make a shrua, you know, vis-a-vis the Nizek, it's not a relevant time at all, so the Rabbi should agree.
Right.
It's the second Shomer. The Chol's in the Chol, so Gesar Ivan, the Rabbi's asking all these questions.
Right.
Shesober, the guy in Nizek, Emes, Loshayev, Chapin, the Shomer, Shmas, Loshomer, Chayev, it's totally irrelevant. The Sugi, that Kone, is Kaimer, Linyin, Chayiv, Ola, Bailim, there's Rashi Shom, and therefore that's why the Gemara thinks it's very relevant. The Fima Shekosa of Hamagin Mishnah Etzim Asugya Mechrachas the Ayri Leinim Chiyev Nizakin, and according to the Hamagin Mishnah the Sugya is clear that the Sugya is referring to the Inyan Nizakin the Mechayv Hashem Al Dmei Ashor the Husker called the Mishnah from my part of Florel. What's he saying here?
He says he's questioning the Magen Mishnah that the sugya is going with regard to Ezekiel. It really wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah at all.
So according to the Magen Mishnah that this sugya is really going according to Ezekiel, the Mechai Hashem of the Meishor. What does it mean, Chayav Shomer Dmei Ashor? For the damage? No. Yes, yeah, so according to Magen Mishnah, this city is talking about where it did, where the short damaged somebody else, the Nizek. So it's not talking at all about the case of the Dmei Ashor to the violin.
Right.
So what's the kash on Rava? So this sugya is really talking about a Nezek coming to the Nizek. It's Nizakin. So then it has nothing to do with who has to pay the Baal. So what's the kash on Rava? Rava's talking about the case, so it seems to be the Baal.
Right. Just read the flashback. Okay. Vihine yesh l'stapik.
Vihine yesh l'stapik. Lahach manda amar the shomer shemas l'shomer pater mishum taimu demasu ben das. Okay, so the Baal Pusav Rav holds that it's your pater because you give it to somebody who is ben das and that's sufficient. In Peru Shahu, the Alkei Yachob Azeli, Stalik, Iker Chiyu Shmir Shalom, who bottled in Shomer Shalom the Gamma. Is it that he has the ability to remove his responsibility as a Shomer, and he is no longer any shaykhus to this animal? Oh, the name of the Zev Vadai, the Kiru Nichlas Bashmir, Shuk in Yachob, he's Stalik Mizel, once he's a Shomer, so you can never remove that shame.
This is without the Baal's permission, right?
Right.
So he doesn't run down.
Right. The Rak, the Kivan, the Yoyev, Lei, Gavra, the Harike, since he found somebody to substitute for him, Alkin, Mithkabachi. So that's like a Ptor. I found a viable substitute to do Shmir for me. So it's like a Ptor. You're a Shomer, but like it's like a sufficient Shmir because you found somebody to watch it just like you would have. It's like you just did shmir properly by giving it to a good substitute.
So in other words, this is if I hold shomer shemasa shomer shpatel.
Right.
So there's two ways to interpret. One way is that he could be nostalgic from the chiyuv shmir if he wants to, and he could be mevatel the din shomer by reconstituting another shomer. Okay. That's impossible. But the reason why he's putter is because he gave a substitute address to collect from. Okay. Is it, in other words, because he's putter because he can remove the din shomer atzmo? Well, no, the din shomer atzmo he can't remove. But it's part because he created a substitute.
Who will guard it and who will pay in the step.
Right, who will pay in the step. Go ahead.
Okay. The chain, ha'vehach sveika gufei, lahachman da'amar, the Shomer Shemasa Shomer Chayiv, Mishim the At Mehemnes Li B'Shvuah, Hech Lo Mehemnes Li B'Shvuah. So according to Rava, the man done rolls the Yechayiv, because the Baal Zatayna, that I don't try and trust him to Geshvuah to me, the Balaam Hach Taima, the Hech Lo Mehemnes Li B'Shvuah, Ari Selver, the Shomer Shemasa Shomer Potter, we're not with this fact of the Nehemanes Yeshuah, we agree that Shomer Shemasa Shomer is Potter. So is it that he's potter and totally removed from the Shemira? Oh, the Miftar Mishum, the other guy of the Harike. So he's just showing you that this Hakira in theory applies to both positions.
Right. The only reason he rejects, he says Shemash Melch Shemachayim, is because he says he doesn't believe.
But
otherwise, he would accept it.
Right, why would he want that?
How and that? Why would he accept it? That's the Chakira.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Venira.
Venira, the Zemavuar, Mehadapligi, Begrue, Gare, Bashmiraso, Imika Haigadna, Chayavin Lo. So, this is a case where he went down. Like he was a Shomer Safar, gave it to Shomer Chinam. That's the case. So, where the Shomer Shomas, the Shomer, he reduced the nature of the Shmira. He reduced it from a Shomer, from a high level Shmira to lower. Give it to a guy who's going to watch it, an inferior man. Okay? So, they're also arguing in that case. That they're, the same machlokas applies in that case. The lahatman damer the gam the great gary miftar. So the shita holds that shomer and shomer is potter. Holds even if he gives it to like an inferior shomer, it's still potter. Hare the miftar amigaf the lo yav le gab becharike. So it's not really a good substitute because gary shomer shein the karisham because the second shomer is not the same, is not equivalent to the shomer rishon. Nevertheless, he still holds that shita holds you're still potter because you gave it to ben das. That's simply working because you're simply not a shomer anymore. So we don't care the fact that the shmira is reduced. So he's no longer a shomer, he's no longer a responsibility. So the whole reason you're going to be mechayiv him is because he just simply abandoned his responsibility of shmira before he returned it to the bayil. Right? In order, normally you would say, if you want to remove your chiyuv shmira, first give it back to the bayil, and then you're not shomer anymore. But here he abandoned the position of being a shomer without actually returning to the bayil. So here, you can giving it to Ben Das can be considered like a Hashavah to the Bible, or it's a Rechazi at this point. But you can be potter by giving it to Ben Das, you can solve yourself, and now you're no longer chayiv. You can solve yourself without turning to the Bible because you gave it over to Ben Das to watch.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, right?
You need the objective situation of Ben Das.
And that's good enough. That's like returning to the Bible.
Right.
You have the right to massage like yourself, and you give it to somebody else. That's equal to that. Okay, good.
Doesn't that seem strange?
Yeah, that's strange, definitely.
Right, but doesn't that seem strange without the
He's going to explain it. He's going to explain
it.
He's going to explain it.
Yeah.
Well, if he's there,
Yishlomar, Dizel, Yisod, Hamachlokas, Shoshomer, Shemasul, Shomer, Imchayim, Lo. He holds that you can't, there's no way you can really remove the whole din shmira legamri. And the whole Torah would only come about if you found a good substitute. So the time of saying I don't trust him is saying, yeah, maybe he's a capable shomer and he would have been doing the same shmir as you would, but part of shmir is trusting the guy to make a shua, so he's not really a good substitute because I don't trust him as much. He's a baal, he's not a substitute. And that's why he holds that it's not good. That kind of removes him being guy with harike. The chol's mashal is stalik mishmirah. So he actually owns the shanos midas of island. So long as he still has the responsibility of being a shomer, he can't remove that. So he can't change. We go against the Das of Ilum. It's got to be a 100% substitute. So that's sufficient to say he's not a good substitute because I don't trust him. You're able to totally move yourself to Shmirah. And the whole reason is Chayev is because of the question that he wouldn't have Chayev. Conceptually, it's because he removed himself, abdicated the responsibility without returning it to the violent. So it's no longer relevant to the time of the Baal that I don't trust him. So in terms of whether it was actually returned, doesn't it do with whether the Baal accepts this guy as a shomer or not as good? So long as the guy himself is believed, I guess objectively, considered to be hashava, it must be ben das, the mifta b'hachi, and sufficient the fact the guy's a ben das, and I guess he's a trustworthy person in general, that is, he's potter and is considered like he returned it. B'hachi yirmuvar nihag the chayal gemar hach puksa the shomer shmas the shomar the shomer kemosa and hach puksa the geru gari the shmiras obiachad. So it seems clear from the fact that the Gemara included these two machlokasim together. It's like the same machlokas, right? That if you give it to an equivalent shomer, or if you give it to somebody who's an inferior shomer, the Gemara holds the same exact machlokas. The other got the havishni tam and the frodim. It includes them as a klal. It seems like they're totally separate questions. And why should they be totally separate? Why should they be exact same machlokas? Right, one is very, very different questions.
Right, different times.
Yeah, like in theory, you could have held that if you find an equivalent shomer,
right,
that would be good. But if you gave it to an inferior shomer, it's not good. You might as well hold it over the same focus.
Well, in other words, the question of I don't trust them is a different question than the inferior shomer.
Yeah.
That's a separate question.
Yeah, right.
Like, for instance, if let's say he was a guy that you know you trust him.
Right.
Right, okay, go ahead.
Everybody agrees to this point. The Hechad was Dalish Maraso, the Rakhabo Mifta Nash Mishim, the Yahweh, the Gabi, the Harike, Shabamo, Hachtaima, the Guru Gari, the Shmaso, the Chaibo. So if you're still a Shomer and you only want to be caught because you found a good substitute, so then definitely the fact that it's not a good substitute because he's an inferior Shomer, it works to be Machai the first Shomer. Because, like the Kenevan Abed or whatever, that the Shomachim is not going to do the second Shomer, so he's not really a substitute in that framework. And also the fact that the Baal is not going to trust the second guy to trust the first one would also be say he's not a guy. Because the Munus has to do whether the Baal really trusts you or not. If he's a substitute, but if you would hold that there is a way to be the Stalik from the Shmira entirely, then it's irrelevant, these two factors of his inferior shomer and the Baal doesn't trust him. Given to you, mean the stalik also the first shomer is totally removed, he's not shomer anymore. And he returned it. Well, I had to return it to the Baal, Shere Masa Ben Das, because he gave it to somebody. I cannot understand this part, I just cannot work through this part. It doesn't make any sense. If this is considered a Shava, because I found somebody who's 13 years old who said he'll watch it, or will do me a favor and watch it. That's a Shava to the Baal. You're crazy.
No, the Baal can't have any taina as long as he did al pidin what you have to do.
Yeah, but he has to return it to the Baal. The Baal.
Yeah. In other words,
he didn't. He just gave it to somebody in the street. He says, "Can you watch this for me?"
Yeah, but that's just as good
as returning to the Baal.
Yes, because he's a bar dance.
But who cares? That's not returning it to the Baal.
So who returned it to the Baal? The bar dance.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He told him to return to the box.
That was, yeah, of course. He put it in the he put it under the
Shemachim's hands.
The supervision of a person
who's going to return to the box.
Right.
And that considered returning to the box.
That's it.
I found some strange.
Who is Allah? Is this guy? Can this guy accept responsibility to return the ball? And the answer is a bar das can. So it's Allah and Shulchan Aruch, and that's all I have to do. I'm not bound by the Bible. I can get rid of my whole Shem Shama. The only thing is I have to comply with Shulchan Aruch. So if Pi Shulchan Aruch, I did an action that's considered safe, and it's a shovel of Bible, that's all I have to do. I'm my own contractor.
But how's that a shovel of Bible?
Because Alpidin, the Bardas is Mehemen to return to the Bible.
I know, but it's still not involved with Shusya.
What?
It's still not returned to the Bible.
Yeah, but he gave it to a Bardas.
Right.
He appointed a Bardas and put it in, who was Mishayev himself. So therefore, there's nothing more he has to do. Objectively, that's considered halachically returning to the Bible.
Right. Seems like a scam.
No, but the thing is, look, the point Rapan is making is this is all it's all contingent on whether he's a private contractor as a shomer, or whether he's under the dial, or whether he's under the Bible. So Chaim is saying, if he's under the Bible, so then the Bible has the right to say, I don't want a fear of Shmira. I don't want this guy, I'm trusting. But if he's his own contractor or shomer, and now he just has objective responsibilities from Hashemishpah, so then we could say that since he's an independent guy, all he has to do is fulfill Al Pi Din what is his chayvus is to the Bible. And as his chayvus is Hashemah Abayim, that's satisfied. If you'd ask the Shulchan Aruch, is this guy... And this guy from Machai himself, yes. And even though it's an inferior Shmira, that has nothing to do with anything.
Okay, but I just don't get, like, I pay a guy to watch my object, right? And I say, I'm paying him to watch until he returns it to me. And now, he gives it to some clown. Some clown who I don't trust. He's not going to watch it because he's not paid to. The other guy is not paid to watch it. He's not going to be shown from your name in the Veda.
That's because you're emphasizing the fact that you gave it to this guy.
And I paid him to watch the object from your name in the Veda.
Yeah, but if that's an objective transaction, so the Shomer is an objective independent guy. In other words, you gave me a translation of halachic responsibilities. If I can translate that back into halachic actions that are responsible, so then I'm fine. It's purely halacha.
Yeah, but doesn't halacha say that he has to return to the Baal? You can't remove yourself from Shmita until you return to the Baal.
It doesn't mean physically, it means halacha.
Well, doesn't halacha mean put it back into his rishos?
No. Yeah, but halacha. In other words, if I gave it to a bardas, that's tantamount to halachically returning it to him, because the bardas I'll be doing as a chiyuv. So all I have to supply is halachic reality. That's it.
By shliach, you're going ahead and rendering him your yad. Here you're not rendering your yad. Here you're rendering him the shomer's yad, the baal's yad. How can you do that? That's not shliach.
Cool, cool.
The first shomer, normally by shlichus, you're rendering the shliach your yad, right? But over here, the first shomer, when he gives it to the second shomer, he's not rendering the second shomer his yad. He's rendering it the baal's yad. How can you do that?
No, he's not rendering him as the
Baal. Yes, he is. He's rendering him as a shliach for the Baal.
No, a shomer for the Baal. Not a shomer.
Well, that's the shliach.
Why are you bringing a shliach? What's
he going to be?
No, it's not shliach. It's a shomer. A shomer is an institution. And the institution of the shomer is that he has chiyuv shmira to the Baal. That's the institution. The only question is it an institution which you're under the Baal and you can't get out from under him, and you're just acting and he appointed you the shomer and you can't get out of that, So then all the tanoim that the Baal's Das wants, you have to supply. But if it's an objective type of situation, he's giving you a chalos yom, which means a certain chalos dinim and chiyuv. But it's not you, so you have a right to take this chalos and transfer it to another guy.
Yeah, except you can be chayev for abdicating your responsibility without returning to the Baal.
No. I'm not abdicating my responsibility if I appoint somebody else in lieu of myself with the exact same chiyuv.
Oh, but you're not. You're appointing somebody who has less chiyuv than you. You're going to wash from your name in the basement.
No. He doesn't have less chiyuv.
Yeah,
in terms of bringing it to the Baal, it's the same chiyuv. There's no difference. He has less chiyuv and shmira. But that was just accidental. That wasn't essential. What was essential is that I have to return it to the Baal. I have responsibility to return it to the Baal. And now I, in lieu of myself, I've set up another gavra that has the exact same responsibility.
But he hasn't returned it yet.
What are you getting hung up on the act of return? Who will return it?
By putting it on the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
It's on its way.
Right.
But you have to watch it until it's returned.
No, that's only if he holds him. But if it's not him, it's an objective institution. So why does what's mechayev him to return? There's nothing that's mechayev him to return it. The return has to be under the halacha guarantee. And now I've set up a halacha guarantee, so I'm fine. That's what he's saying. Let's go a little further. Just let's finish up.
Okay. And if you hold that, if he could remove himself from Shmira, then both sides agree that it doesn't matter the fact that it's an inferior Shomer and that it's not trustworthy to the Baal. Kivin Iyu, meaning the Stalik Mechir Shmira, so the first Shomer has removed himself from his responsibility to Shmira. Vashava Iko, Sheri Maso Ben Das, and there is Ashava here, because he gave it to Ben Das. Yeah. Kivin Iyu, our Indians, the Shner Dinim Tuli and Rak Bahat Dina in the Stalik Mechir Shmira. Everything's taught in this question of can you remove yourself from Shmira, or do you need to set out for a substitute? But Mela Diman, the Sphere Lay, Shomer Shmasa Shomer Potter,
okay. We gotta go over.
Okay, it's getting, it gets harder though.
This was a nice one.
It gets harder.
This was a nice one. A very nice one.
Okay, fine.
So what most people don't notice is most people learn the Gemara when the Gemara says that at mehemet li b'shur, ulo mehemet li b'shur. So most people learn that that's the very machlokes.
Can you make that time?
Right. Rav Chaim is a little chuff. He's saying that whether or not you can make that time depends on something else. Because
everybody agrees to do.
If you hold that the Shomer cannot separate himself from the Baal, there's no way that the Baal cannot time it. See, others just gloss over it, so to speak. So they say that's the Machlokes. Rav Chaim said, no, you can't say that, because if you're going to say that he's not an independent He's not an independent contractor, and he can't. It's not an independent institution which he could pick off his head and put on somebody else's head. So then that time is ironclad.
Right.
They're going to get out of that time.
Then how do you learn the other machlokes about where he gives it to Inferior Shomer?
Same thing.
Just can.
Because if it's just he's just appointed and in as a Shomer, and the quality of the Shmir was never stipulated. So it just so happens he could say to him, if he's still under the Bilam, so the Bilam can say every little detail I want that I had with you. Of course, I gave it to you. I gave it to you, I only trust you. I gave it to you, you have a certain type of shmira. But if the Shomer can be misalik, the whole shame Shomer, because he's independent, so then none of these times are time. All you need is the objective shell of a shomer, which is a gavra that's responsible to return it to him. Okay? No frills. Because the frills can only come in where it's the shomer, the person of the shomer, is still tied to the bottle. Because he cannot get out of that. He's a gavra of a shomer. It's a gavra. I trusted you. You're a gavra of a shomer. You're my man. But if the shomer is not his man, so then he has a right to do it. He's independent. He just created certain halos. I'll reproduce the halos. And the frills that go with me as a gavra are vanished. That's what he said. Okay, let's go over it.
Is it a silly question?
So,
what happens if the guy gets the owner's ready to be the shomer? It's always like somebody he doesn't trust, but what happens if he gets somebody who's more trustworthy than himself?
Hello, that would be enough for me. I didn't want to talk to him.
He previously
trusted. He previously trusted.
They can't make that.
I said, don't call it a silly question. What?
He's just in the process of the Gemara. I was just in the process of
the Hine.
The Hine, when you have been at the Master of the Shomrim, Nichnas Utachas and Bailim, when you're in Zakin, in the Chon Shomrim, we potter out there, Zeshit and the Gaber Becharite. Afim in a misalik mishmiraso. So vis-a-vis the din that the shomer is tied to the nizak. So can he appoint a substitute? Assuming he's not able to be misalik the shmira, can he appoint a substitute to be chayav to nizak in his lieu? Nira rufima shikas v'arayvit be'tchilas perek dalek asaga sham. The Yesh Lomer, the Bailim, the Ulam, and the Tarim, the Gam, the Asura Shomrim, Chayav, and the Chiyav, and Zakim, said the Bailim always retain their Shem Ha'alik and the Chiyav, and Zikim. The Imkain, who are then the Shomer Kamo, Apagat, the Masu Shomer Shemi, we call Makom, he won the Lord's Dal, and the Shmira, so, Arihuka Bailim, and the Chiyav, and Zakim, since according to the side of all the Kent, and the Sakh, and Shmira, even though he finds a substitute who's just as good as him, nevertheless he's still chayav in the nezek, just like the Baal is always chayav in the nezek. There is hadash shem chayav nizak and ruvur betosus will come and dafin bavon beis. The zemi didn't buy them, lomi didn't shomer. It's not because of the responsibility of shmir to the Baal. It's simply they have like a separate shame of bialim of a nezek. The chayim hamukhah, the lo matzim who didn't shomer makar bufor mama. You only find that responsibility of a shomer to the Baal due to be the Kufa Chifetz. They're not responsible to the Baal to make sure that there's no nezek done by their animal. And therefore, the only way you can chayav the shomer and the nezek is because they have a primary responsibility to the nezek.
It's because they have a makom bialim.
They're a makom bialim, right. Just like a bialim, they have a chayav nezek, just like bialim, they have a nezek.
Right.
Akiva, the begin, Bailam, Asin and Allah, Alkin, Shomer, Dinaki Bailam, So now he's going to show Mer Rishon, and it's like in the like a bottom, he's hiding as it primarily. But Master Shomer Acher, down here, like and even if he gives it to a second Shomer, according to that first sheet from the Ravid, it doesn't remove the shame, the responsibility of the Chiyuv Nizakin from the Bialim, so the two wouldn't remove it from the first Shomer. The Lo Dami the Shomer, Shemasa Shomer, the Shemir Sachefetz, the Mifta. And it's not comparable to the case where you would hold that if the Shomer gives it to the Shomer, the Kufa Chefetz, the Shomer Yipater. Im Lo Mishmatan Dam Hamish Vishua, the Chulu. That we're not the fact that he's not a viable substitute, that would have been a good tour, even according to Rav. The Dafka Shomer moved the Mifta Biyav Gabra Harit. The Dafka by Shmir's Gufo, you have the right to pass on, find a substitute, and it removes the Chayyus or Shmir to the Baal from the first Shomer. Abel Hacha, Chiyuvo, Hacha, the Chiyuvo, Mishim Mazik, Mishim the Chashik Kabbalah, I mean, you can't, Hadadina Kabbalah, Mo Mifta Bachi. All you're doing is creating another Baal, a second Shomer, that the second Shomer is also Chayyus. But just like it doesn't remove it from the Baal Rishon, it doesn't remove it from the Shomer Rishon, you still have a Chiyuv Nizakin. The ode, the Hossam, Ha Ayrinan, Bishinasa Shmira Karoi, Ayadea Shamashini. Over there, what's the Hossam?
If he wouldn't have had the time of that, I wouldn't accept, believed him for sure.
Okay. We're dealing with a case where the Shomer Shini did a proper Shmira. The Akin Shapit Sarah Chiyos Mifter, Kilin Skam Shmiroso, so it should have been potter to the Baal, because the Shmir was done properly by the second guy. Mash Engin Hachad, Ika Mia Chiyot Nizakin, that there was a case of Nezek, apparently it wasn't the proper Shmir. Akin Kolzman Shabod Stalik Mishmiroso, but Pokimine Hach Chiyuvo. Kosha Baal Chayavim, Kmokin Gamashom Rishon Chayav. But over here, the first Shomer is always on the hook, especially because he gave it over to somebody who didn't actually watch it properly at the end of the day.
Achen
Kolzeh, the man damer the Shomer Shmasa Shomer lo mistake Rishon Mishmasa Legamri, that's only according to the Shito Shomer Shomer's Potter, because he's not mistalik from a Shmira, he still is a Shem Shomer. So it's not complicated that according to Riley that the Bible retains a chiyuv nizakin, because the Shomer Rishon, the kibud the nistalik mishmir legamri, you can't erishuv in the Bible because he just has no shayches to this whole case at all. He was no longer a shem shomer, he's no longer a shem Bible. The nishak klal chiyuv nizakin eilu, given the kvar nistalik mishmasal. Okay, so it's totally on this hakira of Shomer Shmasa Shomer, the chiyuv nizikin to the nezik nizak, according to the first sheet in the Ravid, that the Bialim always retain their chiyuv nizakin because the shame Bialim. So that's going to be, according to that side, you're going to have to be totally on the hakira of the Ravid, of whether the shame Bialim is enough as you want to maintain the chiyuv shmir, chiyuv nezik to the nizak. Right? According to the Shito, who holds that Shomer Shmato Shomer is potter because he's Messiah for Shmir Gamri, then Baldai, the first Shomer, is totally potter vis a vis the Chiyuv Nizakin. Because there's no Shaykhus the case at all.
Because, in other words, the Chiyuv Nizakin is not within Shomer.
And then Bailus,
because with regard to the Taina, that hot man is being the shua, if it weren't for that taina, so what would we say? We'd say he can give it over to another shomer.
He got in the hurry, he'd be a good substitute. Right.
So that would be good.
Right.
If it weren't for the taina of hot man is being the shua.
Right.
But with regard to what? But with regard to Nezikin, it wouldn't be good. The fact that he's Yavle Gavra Harike. Because with regard to Nezikin, that stems from the Shem Bialim.
According to the monk, that's the Chakir of the Rabbah.
Right. That depends on the Shem Bialim. So the question is, does the Shomer, can the Shomer relieve himself of the Shem Bialim? It's a different Chakir.
Right.
It's not a chayav. In other words, by the chiyuvim to the baal. So if you don't have any time of shamash of the atmanhemnesli, so it's good because the shmirah to the baalim. Even though he's still tied to the baalim and he can't remove.
If it's satisfied, it's good by having a substitute.
That's right. But with regard to the chiyuvim nezikin, he can't satisfy his responsibility by having a substitute.
Just like the Baal Rishon couldn't do it by having
right.
a shomer.
That's correct. Because that's totally the shame Baalim. It's not totally the shame shomer.
Right. I just would have thought, I know he doesn't say this, but I would tell like that Ravid's position, that even when the Baal goes over to shomer, the Baal still chayav is the shame Isaac and he's chayav is again. Because like it's true that it's in the shomer's Rishos. And that's like one idea, but it's also the Baal's mama. And therefore,
you're going to something different.
I guess I'm saying he's not learning the Raya that way.
Right. Right, he doesn't say that. Okay.
I'm saying this middle Shomer, it's not his Rishos, and it's not his mama. But still, we're kind of saying he'd be higher than the Zaka.
He'd be higher than the Zaka.
And as he's extending the Raya from the Baalim to the Shomer.
Well, if you're going to say that Shomer Shem Masel or Shomer is Chayav.
Right.
Kem Sakos.
I know, but he's no longer the Shomer. I mean, he's still the Shomer.
Yeah.
I know, he's not the Baal.
What do you mean?
He's not the Baal. He's not the Baalim of the object.
He's
Nechna Sakos of Baalim. Because if he has a Shem Baalim, that's going to be Chayav in the Zikin.
I mean, since he's still the Shomer of his object, technically, so then he's responsible for his Nezik.
That's right. Because the Shem Shomer means that he has a Shem Baal.
Like the Baal of the object, it's like his, like the Baal of war. Like the Baal of his
right.
animal, he's the Nezik. Not his Baal,
right.
but it's the
right.
Baal of the animal.
Right, but if you give him a solid to Shem Shomer. And then we would say that Shoma Shemosel Shomer is Potter. So then the one that was Nechnas Tachto is Shoma Shemi Bichayev.
Right.
So now Rav Chaim says the Sugi Zonki Dor, according to the Rambam. Why? Because over here, the Rambam said the Gemara is asking on Rava to hold Shomer Shemosel Shomer is Chayev, which means that he can't exclude himself from the Shem Shomer and the Shem Baalim. So therefore, he's going to be Chayev Midin Nezek. But that's the tift on Rava, because if you you can only explain the Gemara that the Mosul Nechnas Haroa Tachtov and the Shomer's Potter, you can only explain according to the Shita that Shomer's Muscle Shomer's Potter. Because the reason why Shomer's Muscle Shomer's Potter is because he can extricate himself from the Shem Baal.
Right.
And that's why he's Potter on the Zikin.
Right.
Right. But over here it says Nechnas Haroa Tachtov. So how could he, if you're going to say Shomer Shemosel Shomer Chayev, how is he going to extricate himself from the Chiyav Nezikin, which stems from the Shem Baalim?
Right.
Because he can only extricate himself from the Chiyav Shmira to the Baalim if there's no tain of Atmanis, but you can't extricate yourself from the Chiyav Nezikin because that's not totally in the that which is totally in the Shomer. He can extricate himself because it's only a taina of Atmanis. So without that taina, he's put. But over here, you can't do that because this is not totally in the Din Shomer Labayla. It's totally in the Shem Shomer. Which acquires the Shem Baalim that's chayav in the Zikin.
Right.
So if I hold Shomer Shemosel Shomer, only if I hold Shomer Shemosel Shomer Potter, which means that he loses the Shem Shomer vis-a-vis the Baalim and vis-a-vis everything, so then he'll drop the Chiyav Nezikin too.
Right.
And then it would be Nichnas Arorah Tachtov. But if you're going to say that Shomer Shemosel Shomer Chayev and he can't drop it, so why is he Chayev? He's Chayev because of the Shem Bialim. That is intertwined in the Shem Shomer. So there, if he can't get rid of the Shem Shomer, he can't get rid of the Shem Bialim. And he'll only be put to by the Shem in the event that he's a trustworthy guy. He'll never be put for the Zikin, because that's totally in the Shem Bialim. So the Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara is saying, according to Rava, that he can't extricate himself. So therefore, it's true that he could become Pata with regard to Shmira if the guy doesn't have a taina of Atmanis. But since he retains the Shem Bialim, which was Mechayev Menesikin, and he can't remove that chain. So, and that's why he's Shamash Mosul Shamash Chayev, right? So then, and he can't move that chain, so he's going to be Chayev in a Zikin. And you can't say Nechnas Arorah Tachtov. Because you can only say Nechnas Arorah Tachtov is when you remove the Shem Shomer. And you remove the Shem Shomer and the Shem Bialim, which the Shomer acquires. So then, if he could remove himself from the whole institution, so then he'll be removing himself from Chiyav Nezikin also. But if it's an institution that once he accepts it, he's stuck with it, so then he's never going to be able to get out of Chiyav Nezikin. That's what the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara means in Akonis. That our Mishnah says Nechnas Arorah Tachtov, that he could get out of it, but that's only if Shomer Shemosel Shomer is Pata, because that's based on the idea, like Rechai said before, that he can get out of it. But if he can't get out of it, we're going to have to say Shomer Shemosel Shomer is Chayev. So Shomer Shemosel Shomer is Chayev because he's operating under the Bialim, and he can't get rid of the Shem Shomer. So he can't get rid of the Shem Shomer. So just like he can't get rid of the Shem Shomer, he can't get rid of the Shem Bialim that he was Mekabel together with the Shem Shomer. So therefore, he's going to be Chayev in the Zikin, and it can't be Nechnas Arorah Tachtov. So that case of Nechnas Arorah Tachtov is ipso facto the case of Shomer Shlishi. Right? Okay, so let's see. So
can I have a methodology question?
Yes.
My name is Yochai, as parents with Dave, and you're like wondering, like, does it make sense to try to define that machlokes?
Which?
Of whether a shomer can misalik himself from the shmira or not? No, I know you would have wanted to mend it.
Of course. Yeah.
I also thought just to, like, you just go with their basis
and all the thing.
Right. How would you do that? So we didn't like really try to define it, kinda like try to work through time. But to try to define that question better, or do you think it's
which nice? Question?
The machlokes of whether of Shomer Shel Shomer is Pater Chai Becha Kiro. Or can a Shomer misalik himself in a Shmira, or no, he can't, he can only find the Gabra Becharike.
Machlokas, right?
To
find the machlokas.
Right.
And then the machlokas would be the first step we took. That when you appoint a shomer, is the gavra of the shomer nichlal in your appointment? I'm appointing you. So you are the one that I want. I don't want anybody else. So then he's eternally tied to the appointment of Shomer. The appointment of the Shomer is an appointment in the Gavra. So if it inheres in the Gavra, so then, yeah, I wanted you. I mean, it's a common, I guess American court would go with that, because it's common in the sense. That I appointed you means I want you. I don't trust the other guy. But if appointment of a shomer is merely an abstract transaction, where I'm handing you over an abstract institution of Shomer, but it has nothing to do with you as a gaver. You simply are accepting the abstraction of the Dinei Shmira in abstract. So, but they're yours. You have to execute them, but they're yours. So therefore, you have the ability to do what the Bialim did to you and to take this abstract institution and put it on the third guy's head. And you're out. Is it a halachic phenomenon or is it a matter of personal trust? That's an interesting question. I mean, it's hard to define because it's totally in how the Torah set it up. Not what the guy thinks, because usually the guy thinks...
In American law, you don't have the right to assign it unless the contract gives you that right.
Oh, so
even
it's...
Even corporations.
So shomesh muscle, shomesh schayef.
Anytime you're dealing any legal relationship, if you want to absolve yourself, you have to have in your original contract that you have the right to assign it.
I see. Yeah, because they go by common sense.
Right.
Doesn't the Torah go by common sense?
No. Just sense. Okay, go ahead.
Vizer and Miss Yashva hated a sukkah of the Konis Kipashta, the Mylin, Shmiris Nizak. When we come up from Shapatal like a Margot, looks at the Shamash Masa Shomer, even though it's talking about Shmiris and Nizak, and still it's conditional on this Machlokis, the Shamash Masa Shomer. It's the same question, contingent on the same issue.
In order, because the Baal says the Shomer, you can't get out of your responsibility to me by giving it fine subsidies, not even a substitute. I should call to the Shaykh of Klaal, what do with this? If Nizak, unless a Klaal offer to the Yelp, Levi Gar Harika, you can't be bound yourself to the Nizak by finding a substitute. Because even the Ambayim Chayavim, even the Baalim are Chayavim.
That's beautiful.
The Chol Gedin, the Daimin, of who rocking the Stag of Shomer, Rishon, and Lop, which is the Zimu Vashim Shomer, who's a Shaper, Shavish, Shmir's Chavish, Shmir's Niskov.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. According to the first answer of the Rambam. That's like the rest of the piece.
Rebbe, why does the Rambam... It sounds like he's giving him a taina, though, the Rambam.
Who?
The Rambam.